When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tariq El-Bashir will join us at 7:40 to give us the latest on the Washington Capitals as they get a win against Utah last night, though Ovi was injured during the game, so clearly concern about Ovi's injury heading forward. Hopefully it's short term. Hopefully it's nothing serious. Should get more details.
Vague details
today.
If it turns out that it's some sort of catastrophic season, anything,
yeah,
will you feel terrible? Will you actually feel deep down like you did, Jinx? Maybe?
I'll feel bad for Ovi and the fact that his amazing season has been derailed.
But you won't feel bad.
I feel guilty personally.
Yeah, just kind of like you maybe have some superpower and you did jinx him.
Of course I won't feel bad.
I mean, literally the day that you brought it up.
Won't feel bad about it one bit.
Right.
Okay. Rolls right off my back.
I think I don't believe in jinxes, but I think even that one might crush me a little bit.
I'm sure he's brought it up many times in the past.
I'm sure.
Just happened to be, we were talking about him yesterday.
Happened in poor timing.
Yeah.
Just, you know.
Like if I go today and I go, you know what? Jane Daniels is never seriously hurt. It's never happens.
Well, that
he's never seriously hurt.
That wouldn't work because he doesn't have the body of work that Ovi has.
Well,
over,
I'd say in college, you never miss significant. I could do a whole thing.
I have a 20-year sample size to base
that off. No, by the way, I'm doing that as a hypothetical.
I know.
I'm not saying that. You know.
Yeah.
I'm going to put that out in the ether.
Terry's so durable.
Yeah, I mean, Terry McLaurin, he never gets hurt. He never is not going
to
tear.
I mean, during the break, I wanted to tweet the Robin Williams, Matt Damon, it's not your fault, just to really tweak people, but I thought better of it.
Yeah.
But maybe I will at some point.
It's not your fault, Kate.
Who knows? It's not my fault.
It's not your fault.
Don't F with me.
I don't think it's your fault.
Also never gets injured.
I don't think it's your fault, but I would kind of feel bad about it.
It's just
it's uncanny.
No.
Yeah.
Here's what I feel bad about. I feel bad that Ovi's goal chase of Gretzky is going to be
slowed.
Yeah, slowed down.
Possibly.
And the fact that he's leading the league in goals. I mean, that's going to impact the team if he's sidelined for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Ovi never gets injured. But do I feel personally responsible for him getting clipped on the knee?
The day you said it.
By McBain, who then got his ass beat by Tom Wilson?
By the way,
I do not.
Was that worthy of Tom Wilson beating his ass? It didn't look like it was intentional.
Oh, I think if you mess with the star,
a knee
run with your superstar, that.
Yeah, but even unintentional stuff?
Doesn't matter.
Guess it doesn't.
You got to make an example.
That is true. You got to sick the dogs after.
Stay away. Stay out of Ovi's bubble.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, we need Tom Wilson to come in here and beat up Kate.
Ovi never gets injured. I don't want that to happen.
Hey, would you let Tom Wilson punch you in the gut?
Okay, for
a guarantee that Ovi's this injury is minor and that he will never have another injury or injury
now,
scare like this again.
This is a great hypothetical. Is he going to punch me as hard as he can? Is he going to hold back at all? Or is he's going to treat me like the guy that iced Ovi?
No, he's going to take your cream-colored sweater, pull it over your head, and punch you in your gut as if you're on
that.
The ice.
No.
I feel like Cakes has to do it.
I think he'd destroy your innards.
He would. I would take one for the team. To save Ovi? Yeah, I would take one for the team. It would hurt. I would have to have an ambulance in the alley waiting to take me to the hospital.
I wouldn't let anybody punch me in the stomach like that.
I'm more interested in what Cakes' punishment is going to be when it's an ACL tear.
Well, there's why would there be a punishment? Ovi never gets injured.
It's like you saying Cal Ripken never gets injured the game before the Iron Man streak breaks.
I mean, I would accept zero punishment for even if Ovi were sidelined for the rest of his career. I mean, it's just a coincidence. That's all it is.
I don't think it's an ACL. I mean, maybe it is, but I don't think so.
Am I going to guess he's back within a certain time frame?
No.
Let him guess. Let him guess.
I'm trying to save you from yourself.
Guess. All right, let's see. Oh, what's today's date? The 19th? Today, November 19th?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Ovi returns by December 15th at the latest. So he misses 2 or 3 weeks.
I don't know.
That's my call. Mid-December.
He'll be back by a drinking show.
He's back by the Junk's drinking show, yes. That's my call.
All right. All right. Well, it's all pure speculation at this point. Complete speculation. Nobody has any idea.
We'll my diagnosis. Ovi never gets injured. Unfortunate, random, lower body injury. Returns to the ice by mid-December at the latest.
All right.
That is my forecast.
Hey, what if... All right. Are you willing to do this?
I can tell you sight unseen, no, but go ahead.
For your punishment, mm-hmm. if he's out for an extended period of time.
Yes.
Say it's a tear, he's out for the rest of the year.
Yes.
Hopefully not. You have to bequeath your Caps ring to John DePompa.
Oh. Well, no, I mean, that's that's absurd. Of course I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that in a trillion years.
He's not going to do anything.
Is John DePompa a Stanley Cup champion? I think not.
No, that, but you are.
That ring says Auville on the side of it. It doesn't say DePompa. And I love John DePompa, but he ain't getting that ring.
Right.
It's impossible.
All right, listen, I don't want to belabor it. It is what it is. We'll have to see if they reveal anything today. But it wasn't a great look.
Yeah, I wasn't thrilled when I woke up. I was thrilled immediately when I saw that Ovi scored twice. I was like, oh, that's pretty amazing. But then when I saw he was being helped off the ice, I said, well, that's unfortunate.
Will you at least admit there's a little bit of denial going on in your brain? There's a little bit of denial.
Denial of what?
That it could be a serious thing.
I'm banking on his track record that he doesn't suffer catastrophic injuries.
Eric, the psychology is Cakes hates this label that he has, that he's a jinx.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's doing everything he can.
Well, I'm just trying to dispel it because it's actually not a real thing.
Right.
Even though it's grown legs over the years, and I understand it's grown legs, it's become a thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not actually real.
I mean, you realize...
If Cakes acknowledges that the jinx exists, then he feels like people can pile on and blame him.
Mm-hmm.
So if he denies, then he feels better about himself and other people telling him he's a jinx.
I'm just going to bank on Ovi being the machine he's been throughout his career and that he'll miss a minimal amount of time.
Right.
It's possible.
If Cakes doesn't believe he's a jinx, why did he go in front of Caps fans and say the Flyers are going to win that night?
That was just a dumb brain fart.
He was just doing a bit, I think.
But why would he do that?
Because he was embracing the always bet against Cakes label at the time.
Right.
So the label exists.
I mean, that was a long time ago. I learned my lesson.
I guess not. That's not like it.
Ovi never gets injured.
Yeah. People will never understand that. I mean, it was such a long time. I have to tell the story one more time. Mm-hmm. I have to. So this was almost 20 years ago.
It feels like almost 20 years ago.
We were there in between periods. Was it a playoff game?
No, it was just a regular season game.
And I don't know how the hell, I don't know what we were doing, but somehow they were interviewing us on the whole loudspeaker thing.
The Jumbotron.
I think it might have been to promote table manners.
Might have been.
No, that's when you guys were in the booth.
Yeah, table manners was in the booth.
This was something else. It was just some other promotion. Some other the Junks promotion. Were going to be at the game or something.
Whatever
like
reason, they're interviewing us. And maybe even Cakes did a wacky bit like between the period or something. I can't even remember. Maybe he took a shot.
We were in the throes and in the center of always bet against Cakes and having the website and everyone was making all this money. And
Cakes would come in every day. We would beg him to give us his biggest winner on the board, and then we would all fade it.
We were having him pick 20 games a day.
My account, I was betting $25 a game. My account went from $25 to $1,000.
Swole.
Just betting against Cakes. And he was coming in here more pissed off every day. He was just really getting bitter that we were doing this. He was really getting the face. And then meanwhile, probably at the same time, he's losing $5,000 a night playing blackjack online. We didn't even realize it.
Yeah, I don't know if maybe that was the same time period.
I think it was afterwards.
Yeah. But anyway, we were at between periods, and so everyone related to our show understood that Cakes was kind of a jinx. But you know, there's 20,000 people in the arena. They didn't understand. They didn't. You know, they're just dumb DJs that they're talking to, and they ask him, you know, that's that typical rah rah. Who's going to win the game or something? Cakes said, "The Flyers, of course."
Booze rained down.
And they're going to go, "What are you doing?"
Yeah, stupid. It was just dumb.
20,000 people are like, "What a moron!" They didn't understand. You know.
I lost my mind. I had an out of body experience.
All 20,000 were P1s. We're
P1s. We're Junks fans. Yeah. We're logging on to alwaysbetagainstcakes.com.
Right.
Man, that crowd, they wanted blood. They hated my guts. Much like some of these tweeters are hating my guts this morning.
I don't think we've done anything with them in 20 years since, other than the table manners thing.
Yeah, and nothing.
They
really
didn't like
official.
That one either.
Well, as soon as that happened, they said, "No more of the Junks."
Yeah, they cut his mic off.
Yeah, that bit is over.
It was like an Oscar speech that went too long. Your mic off.
We can find other people to put on the Jumbotron between periods or during a commercial break.
I just don't think people understand that.
Yeah, that wasn't my finest moment.
It had to be there.
It wasn't my finest hour.
You want to talk about reading the room?
Yeah. Kix doesn't pray, but he's going to be praying that OV doesn't have a serious injury now.
I'll be sending good vibes to my guy, OV. I'll be sending good. Oh, you know what? I need to update the goal tracker too.
Yeah. Well.
Hey. Let's see. Oh, hold on. Is his left knee?
Yeah. Hey, Cakes. This is what I want you to do. I want you to apologize.
We need your left knee to be just minorly injured. Just a teeny tiny little minor injury. Like you miss a week, maybe 10 days, and you're back on the ice, and you're scoring goals at a historic clip.
Hey, kiss it and make it feel better.
Kiss the boo boo. All right. There we go. All better.
Do it one more time for the camera.
One more time for the camera. Yeah, yeah.
Let's get that.
Right, now apologize.
There's so much dust on here, but I don't care. It's never been cleaned ever.
Valdez wants you to apologize to him.
Apologize.
Give him your sincerest apology.
All right, Ovi, I'm sorry that I said you never get injured. I miss. Ovi never gets injured. I shouldn't have done that. I put bad juju, I guess, out into the universe. I probably won't do it again, though.
You learned from my mistake. I learned from my mistake.
I may have learned from my mistake. I can't. I can't promise that I won't do it again.
Right. One more kiss.
That knee is all better. That's gonna do the trick. I'm telling you.
Right.
All right, Ovi, back on the shelf.
All right, put him back.
Back on the shelf. You go. Oh, I have to update the goal tracker. Hold on.
Two more tallies.
868, I believe, is the current number.
So when he went down, he was leading the NHL in goals.
And he's
unbelievable.
Unless somebody else scored late night last night, he's still leading the NHL.
I did see, I think the first one was a 5-on-3, right? I think that's the case. I don't know about the second one.
He's got 5 goals in his last 2 games. The team has 24 goals over its last 4 road games.
Right, just on fire. When do we
won 6-2 against the Utah
tomorrow.
Hockey Club.
Tomorrow. Okay, good. Well, hopefully we'll have a much better idea by tomorrow. All right.
This is what it is. I did watch the Cowboys. We'll come back.
I can get into that now. A bunch of angles there. First of all, with the Cowboys before the game, the roof was falling.
Yeah.
Fell onto the field prior to the game. A large piece of metal fell from the ceiling about 2 hours before kickoff as the retractable roof was opening. Luckily, nobody was injured. Apparently, there were wind gusts all day long and did damage. And when they tried to open it up, the winds got underneath the roof at the time. And it went down and fell. So,
well, there was also another loose piece up there that they had to bolt down.
Yep.
If you saw.
So they had a debacle before the game. And then once the game started, they couldn't stop Joe Mixon. Joe Mixon, the running back for the Texans, had 3 touchdowns in the 34-10 win over the Cowboys.
He's having an amazing year. What a great pickup by them during the offseason.
Here's the thing about the Cowboys, who's That's the next opponent for the Commanders. Can't stop the run.
No.
31st in the league. Actually, slightly worse than Washington. According to ESPN research, 79 of his 109 rushing yards came before contact.
The Cowboys,
including a 45-yarder where he was untouched.
During their five-game losing streak, they're allowing opponents to score 34.4 points per game.
Yeah.
They are horrendous.
So
and I want EB to guarantee a Commander's victory over the Cowboys.
I will not do that.
So they are 3-7, and Jerry Jones, the owner, seems to be back in Mike McCarthy still.
Wow.
He says he doesn't believe that McCarthy has lost the team. There is criticism of McCarthy specifically about the game yesterday. So Brandon Aubrey, who missed a 40-yarder in the first half, hit a 64-yard field goal. It was negated by a penalty on Houston, and instead of taking the points, they decided, no, we're going to continue to go down the field, and they ended up blowing it on a 4th-and-2 from Houston's 8, so no points. They had a turnover on downs instead. Brandon Aubrey, by the way, made history because it is the second straight season he has hit over 10 field goals from 50-plus.
Mm. I mean, he had another one. He had another one, so because that one got taken off the board, so then he must have had another one.
Right.
I mean, my reaction to that is, who cares? The guy's nailing 50 and 60 yarders. Their team is horrendous. They can't stop anybody. They're getting blowed out all the time. They can't win a game at home. They're in a complete free fall. And if you believe Jerry Jones that he still has faith in Mike McCarthy... I mean,
well, that wasn't the question. The question was, has he lost the team? And he said, no, he doesn't think he's lost the team.
The other thing to consider heading into this Commanders game is Cooper Rush threw for over 300 yards. He dropped back 55 times. Completed just 55% of his passes. Had one touchdown, which was that slant to Turpin, who looked ridiculously fast.
Well, yeah, he's a burner.
Had one interception. But apparently through a lot of hospital balls.
Right.
They may go to Trey Lance.
Well, I mean, that's great news for the Commanders. Because if Trey Lance can't beat out Cooper Rush yet, he must be especially terrible.
I think I'd rather play Cooper Rush.
Commanders.
Trey Lance is not an accurate passer of the football, but he is super athletic. And I think I might rather play.
But if you
Rush.
Just load up against the run and you know he can't pass the ball, like didn't Rico Dowdle have like 28 yards rushing in the game last night?
Right.
That offense can't run the ball.
I watched the first half and then went to bed, but just reading about it, like here's a description. Beyond the turnover worthy plays, Rush was inaccurate all game. He threw behind his receivers and missed newcomer Jonathan Mingo high on a 4th-and-2 in the red zone. He also had a sack fumble that Houston returned for a touchdown that put the game out of reach. What do you have to lose?
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're losing anyway. You're 3-7. You might as well play Trey Lance.
Sure. Toss him the keys. See if
I kind of expect
anything.
Trey Lance to be the starter this week.
All right. It's a different look. It's a different team with him.
What an early Christmas gift that would be for the Commanders if Trey Lance made the start on the road.
My guy, Dr. Bart, says for whatever it's worth, looks like an MCL to him. Whatever it's worth. If it is an MCL, that's some significant time. It's not like an ACL. I don't think it's nearly as bad, but I do think that's... What do they say for an MCL?
Does that get him back by my December 15th prediction?
I don't think so.
Probably.
I don't think so.
Probably not.
And Dr. Bart also said popped rib or something like that on Jaden Daniels. I forget.
Yeah,
he like gave us a Dr. Bart diagnosis.
Cartilage head or something like that, which makes sense.
All right, don't forget, later we will be joined by Tariq El-Bashir. He will update us, hopefully, a little bit on Ovi's status. We'll talk about the Capitals with him coming up at 7:40. And Brian Robinson from the Commanders, he'll join the show coming up at 9 a.m.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.